Washington University and Brookings is really a reunion of old friends with a common benefactor. Robert S. Brookings originally founded the Brookings Institution, but at the time he was also the chancellor of Washington University, which lasted for 27 years. Back then, he had this goal of creating a new degree program to teach the art of handling problems for those people who are dedicating themselves to public service. Today, we are reinstituting the same idea through the Masters of Science in Leadership. It's a program that is designed around OPM's executive core qualifications. This is the Office of Personnel Management, to help people ascend to the senior executive service. The programs are rather different from most other degree programs in that you take them largely in two-day intervals as part of your regular leadership development program. And then after each program, you have 9 months to write a paper that demonstrates how you reduce to practice what you learned in the class. So this isn't just about academic learning. It's really about fundamentally transforming your leadership skills.
Now, when you say Masters of Science in Leadership as opposed to Masters of Art, it makes me think that there are metrics of leadership that can be measured more quantitatively than, say, if it was a Master's of Arts.
Certainly, it can be measured. Maybe not numerically, although some things can be measured numerically, but also qualitatively. The reason why it's a Master's of Science is because we teach the most cutting-edge research on the various aspects of leadership. Everything that we do is research-based. And then we have a variety of instruments to assess how people are learning, not only in their mind, but also in terms of changing their behavior.
As a person goes through this program, what are some of the specific skill sets that they're going to learn, and then where do they go?
Well, that's a great question. The skill sets really span all of the executive core qualifications. So, for example, under the notion of leading change, we talk about how to develop a vision within a group of people and lead that change. We talk about strategic thinking and resilience in leadership. Under leading people, we have a number of different skills in terms of leveraging the differences across people in terms of global leadership. We help you develop skills as a leader, as a coach, so you can help develop those who are working with you. Throughout the program, there are approximately 22 classes that help you develop all of these skills with a two-week residency in St. Louis at Washington University in St. Louis. Now, once you've gone through the program, you'll be well prepared to advance into the senior executive service, or if you're in the senior executive service, you'll be well prepared to carry through on your leadership responsibilities.
What do you think are the main desires of people taking these kinds of courses in terms of what they see as their own gaps in leadership skills?
Well, there are a few specific things they get out of these programs. Obviously, we do have some assessments to help them identify what their gaps are, and our intent is to help them fill in those gaps. We help them reduce them to practice, so it's not just book learning, but it's practical learning. An important aspect that most of our participants comment on is how we have a non-cohort-based system. What that means is you don't go lockstep through classes with a group of people. You go to different classes, and there's a different group of people in each class. In this way, you get to know many people across the entire federal government to expand your personal network. They find that very valuable. Another aspect of this value is taking the time to sit down and reflect and write that 5 to 10 page paper that demonstrates they've been able to reduce to practice what they learn. So at the end of the day, they can actually demonstrate the return on their investment in the program.
So would federal agencies then encourage employees to participate, or would an employee go to their manager and say, I really want to try this? And how would they help with the financial aid? Where does the federal manager fall into this?
Well, that's a wonderful question, and I have some, I think, exciting responses for you. First of all, everyone from a GS-13 on up is going to be developing their own annual leadership development plan. And they can take our courses during the day as part of that leadership development plan. It's especially convenient because it's in Washington, D.C. You don't have to travel, at least travel far. that these are two-day programs that tend to fit into the plan relatively well. So it can be part of the individual leadership development plan. Another aspect is that if someone is a veteran and falls under the post-9/11 GI plan and they are accepted to the Yellow Ribbon program, Washington University is a full supporter of the Yellow Ribbon program, which means you can go to these programs and get your master's for free. An additional aspect is that in most instances, in fact, in all the instances we have so far, the agencies are paying for the programs, and the participants pay for the assessment. The assessment after each class is $300 so they can write that paper and have an interaction with a faculty member. But in some instances, the agencies also pay for that assessment because it's a great return on investment for them.
We're speaking with Jackson Nickerson, Associate Dean and Director of Brookings Executive Education at Washington University. What has been the take-up so far? Do you have a lot of people enrolled, and how are you getting the word out?
Well, we just launched this program in the past year, in fact, in the current fiscal year. We've had quite a bit of interest. We have the first group of students that have gone through, and we're just beginning to get the word out. We have emails that we send out to individuals. We have a catalog that we send out to individuals, and a lot of it right now has been through word of mouth.
What need is it that you saw that helped make this program come into fruition?
We perceived that there was a need to help public servants develop that leadership skill set, not only from a sort of leading people perspective, but also in terms of integrating policy perspectives. There's also a need to see what can be borrowed from the business domain, but also identify what is unique to the government. The Olin Business School is a world leader in executive education, ranked number 2 in the world. Ranked number 1 in China. And so we can draw upon some of the best concepts, the best faculty in the world, and combine that with the policy expertise of Brookings. We then go out and write a lot of cases about the U.S. government that are current, that are modern, that are challenging, so that all the curriculum is customized specifically for the U.S. government.